this guy never measured a man's success by the size of his what?
Shut up! The life of the world, the old against the young, the black against the white, and everybody to keep us in our place.
You do not know your job. You know that a man is his job. You hear what I'm saying to you? You do not know how to run this office. You haven't got the sense. You haven't got the balls. What I'm saying to you is that things change because you don't know. You can't look back. You don't see who's coming. You're someone new, huh? And you're someone else. But you don't know. You can't look back because you don't know your history. What the hell are you? You're a secretary.
I lost my job. Actually, I didn't lose it. I lost me. Overeducated. Underskilled. Maybe it's the other way around. I forget. I'm obsolete. I'm not economically viable. I can't even support my own kid.
They pit the lifers against the new boys, the old against the young. Everything they do is to keep us in our place.
Combined IQ and multiplied it by 100. America has become a second-rate power. Its trade deficit and its fiscal deficit are at nightmare proportions. Well, in my book, you either do it right or you get eliminated.
I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed terrifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of evolutionary spirit. Greed in all of its forms. Greed for life, money, love, knowledge, has marked the upward surge of mankind, and greed, you mark my words, will save that malfunctioning corporation called the U.S.